Tuesday, March 15th, and it is now 4:30. And we'll have roll call, please.
Councilmember Higginbotham?
Here.
Councilmember Natoli?
Yo.
Councilmember Rabinow?
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Gonzalez-G?
Here.
Mayor Reese?
Here. Okay, now we'll have the invocation by Dr. Paul Jones. And Rudy, would you lead the Pledge of Allegiance after that?
Will you all bow your heart with me, please? Our Heavenly Father, James Madison, was the principal author of the United States Constitution. He was the father of the Bill of Rights and the fourth president of the United States. It was President James Madison who said, "We have staked the whole future of American civilization not upon the power of government, far from it. We have staked the future upon the capacity of each and all of us to govern ourselves according to the Ten Commandments of God. For these are fundamental expressions of God's design for man, and to abandon our nation's moorings would be tragic." And so today, we join our hearts with our American founding fathers of the past, whose vision and courage have shaped the future of our country. And in true repentance, we ask you, our God, to protect and to preserve our beloved country, and cause each of our leaders to honor and to follow you. Grant to each of our leaders nationally and locally clear guidance and moral courage as they make decisions that directly influence our policies and laws. It is recorded in Holy Scripture that King Solomon declared, 930 B.C., "God is a shield to those who put their trust in him." And again he said, "He who trusts in the Lord shall prosper." And again he said, "Whoever trusts in the Lord shall be safe and secure." And it was his father, King David, who wrote, "He that trusts in the Lord, mercy shall compass and surround him about." Our founding forefathers read and reread these portions of Holy Scripture and anchored their faith and their future to them. And as a result, it was President Abraham Lincoln in 1863 who had the phrase, "In God we trust," engraved on each of our U.S. coins. And later this phrase was authorized to be printed on each U.S. paper currency. And in 1956, the United States Congress passed a resolution declaring our national motto to be, "In God we trust." And so today we boldly reaffirm our national motto, "In God we trust." And it is in this spirit we pray this invocation today. We are grateful that all of us may be a part of the public city council meeting, and we invoke your blessings upon each council member. These are our friends. We have freely elected them to serve us, and we pray for them by name daily. Cause each of them to understand that they cannot properly discharge their responsibilities or their assigned task apart from your enablement. Bless them and their support staff with the strength and the security of your invisible presence, and grant to each of them divine direction in their thought processes. This will bring proper solutions to each problem and each need that they encounter, and will benefit each citizen and guest who comes to our beautiful city of Pismo Beach. This invocation we pray in the name of our personal Savior and Lord. Amen. Amen.
Please place your hand over your heart, your right hand over your heart, and follow me. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. The next item on our agenda is a proclamation declaring March 17th, 2005 as Absolutely Incredible Kid Day, and Councilman Rabinow and Mayor Pro Tem Gonzalez-G will read the proclamation, and then we'll have a little presentation by our Campfire Girl personal visa.
Are we ready?
Ready.
And this is absolutely a wonderful honor for me to be able to do this. I appreciate children so much. Absolutely Incredible Kid Day, whereas March 17, 2005, has been declared by Campfire USA, a national youth development organization, Absolutely Incredible Kid Day, and whereas Campfire USA commemorates its 9th annual Absolutely Incredible Kid Day on this date, and whereas, as part of the celebration of children on this day, adults are encouraged to send letters of love and appreciation to young people in their lives, and whereas Campfire USA mission pledges a firm commitment to building caring, confident youth and future leaders, an extension of that commitment is handed to caring adults through this event to express their feelings in a letter or note, which has the profound ability to make a lasting and positive impact on the children in our county.
Now, therefore, the City Council of the City of Pismo Beach does hereby officially proclaim March 17, 2005 to be Absolutely Incredible Kid Day, and does urge all adults, moms and dads, grandparents, aunts, uncles, teachers, mentors, and other adults alike to participate in Absolutely Incredible Kid Day and make a difference in the life of a child. Campfire USA encourages all adults to compose a letter of this Absolutely Incredible Kid Day and deliver them to the children of Pismo Beach on March 17, 2005, dated this 15th day of March 2005, and signed by Mayor Mary Ann Reese. They are incredible. Look at them.
Okay. Hi, I'm Savannah, and I would like to tell you about Absolutely Incredible Kid Day. March 17th is Campfire USA's 9th annual Absolutely Incredible Kid Day. Annually, we invite all adults to write letters of love and support to the children of America. Sometimes adults forget to stop and tell a child just how important he or she is. Absolutely Incredible Kid Day is just a reminder to do that. A letter is personal and tangible. The right words of encouragement can help a child make better choices, build self-esteem, and even be more compassionate and successful.
Hi, I'm Janelle, and I would like to present you with some stationery to write letters to incredible kids you know. You can mail it, put it in a pillow or in a lunchbox. I would also like to present you with some stationery to write. And I would also like to present you with some posters to hang in public places to encourage others to write letters to children on March 17th.
Thank you.
I'm Katie, and I would like to present you with some campfire candy as a token of our appreciation for allowing us to present information about Absolutely Incredible Kid Day.
Oh, thank you very much. Wow.
That should have come to this end.
I'm Carly, and I would like to encourage every adult to write a letter of love, support, and appreciation to a child on March 17th. Thank you from the Ocean View and North Oceano Campfire Club.
Thank you. Okay, wait just a minute.
That should come this way, sir.
You're inspiring.
Oh, no, it feels good.
Jeez, Bill, it is absolutely my pleasure to present this to absolutely incredible kids. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, the next item on our agenda is a proclamation for Parliamentary Month.
Proclamation. City Council of the City of Pismo Beach declaring April 2005 as Parliamentary Month. Whereas California State Association of Parliamentarian, easy for you to say, in conjunction with the units of the National Association of Parliamentarians in California, provide parliamentary educations and services throughout California that enhances the democratic process. We commend these units and the democratic form of deliberations necessarily give due consideration to the rights of minority and the individual of an organized group. And whereas every day parliamentary procedure is used in the most influential and active places in society, including boardrooms and classrooms, as well as state houses and state capitals, county meetings of all kinds, and specifically in the city council meetings. And
whereas people have a greater knowledge of parliamentary procedures, they can gain a more factual understanding of the way things are done. Now, therefore, the City Council of the City of Pismo Beach hereby declares April 2005 as Parliamentary Month and is delighted to join with all who are working to develop the process of parliamentary procedures, improve these important activities, and educate the public about their role in our lives. Dated this 15th day of March, 2005, Mayor Mary Ann Reese.
Would Dr. Brahma D. Sharma meet me at the podium? It is my pleasure to give you this proclamation, and I know you want to say a few words, and we cherish your expertise.
Honorable Mayor Ariane Reese, Councilmember Revenal, Councilmember Arlene Gonzalez, Councilmember Higginbottom, Councilmember Natoli, members of the staff, it is a great pleasure to be here and to receive this proclamation. We all are a nation of laws, in quotes, not of men. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, the next item on our agenda is City Council comments and requests. Is there anyone that has any comments or requests?
I have a request.
Public. Bill?
Public comment first.
Oh, sorry about that. Public comment period. Anyone who has anything that they would like to say about items that are not on the agenda, this is the time for you to do so. Bruce McFarland.
You've got my slip up there. I would request that you pull consent item, I believe it's 4I, the storm drain.
4I? Would you like to make a comment about that item at this point?
I pull it for discussion.
You want to pull it for discussion?
Yeah.
That goes to the back of the agenda.
Well, I would ask again that since there's no public comment session again on this, I'll stay here for whatever, but it doesn't seem like since I've already explained this one other time and you gave me the opportunity to get this ahead on a short day, that since you're going to have to be here anyway for business items, manager's report, and whatnot.
To make your comments
after your public, after you have your comments.
Okay, I was trying to be more orderly in this and doing
I'll just throw that out there, and you guys can discuss. I'll go on with my public comment.
Okay, thank you.
Either way, I would like that poll.
Thank you.
I would like all of you to please take, especially with our nice weather before it's possibly sprinkles on Saturday, to go down to 117 Ocean View. That's there's a beige two-story apartment there just on the north side of the Sea Venture Hotel facing the ocean. There's a total of 8 units there. I used to live on Ocean View. At one time, that was a thriving apartment with citizens and the like. It is now, all 8 units have been converted into vacation rentals. The whole damn apartment has totally vanished. People have been moved out. That's the original. The ex-fire chief here used to own the, I think he still owns it, and stuff like that from way back when, during Neb's days. And some of those units were two bedrooms. So at least 14 people or more that used to live there are no longer in our city. They are no longer citizens of our city. And what do we get? We get extra water waste from the vacation rentals, people running water just humongously. We get people from an area that are not into recycling their trash that just goes into the dumpster. We get extra cars parking on the streets because this is a vacation rental, and as has been brought up many times, we get more than the allotted number of people that actually sign up to go there. We get no viable living, no watching out for on our beautiful city for forms of vandalism and crime in the downtown core area. At what point does money and greed trump the average rental citizen in this town that just wants to live by the city? And they'll pay any amount of rent. Some of that rent was $14, $16. Some of it could go up to $2,000. At least that way you would have citizens in town. I don't know. It's a whole apartment complex. Please just drive by there, get out, walk, take a look. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Is there anyone else that would like to make public comment about any items that are not on the agenda other than consent items? Seeing none, we'll move on to the...
Hold on.
Honorable Mayor and City Council, my name is Paul Jones. I live at 941 Schaefer Lane here in Pismo Beach. The City Council passed a unanimous resolution about 8 to 10 weeks ago to make Schaefer Lane one way from Baxter Way to Bay Street and to provide parking by the curb wherever possible. No sooner had this resolution been passed than the rains came, and they lasted for between 6 to 8 weeks. And the last week, which was last week, was the first week there had been dry weather. A city crew was dispatched to fulfill the resolution that you had carried out. They were to mark and identify Schaefer Lane as one way, and that every available parking space would be identified in the front of each property and its address. We may wonder a lot of things about some things in Pismo Beach, but no one in this room today and no citizen of Pismo Beach could ever doubt today that Schaefer Lane is a one-way street. Mm-hmm. It is clearly marked, even for driving on a dark night. I observed the city crew at work who were assigned this task. They were diligent. They were dedicated. They are my friends. John Garrett, who was the supervisor of that crew, and Ernie Valdez, who has worked here before they had a calendar almost, and Brian Henson, who is a newcomer graduate of Cal Poly. I talked with them. I saw the generosity of their spirit. And I would like to say that as far as I am concerned, as a citizen of this city and one who lives on Schaefer Way, that these three men are to be commended for their spirit, for their attitude, for their skill, and for their quality of work. I think that we are indeed fortunate to have them as members of our city staff. They are deeply appreciated, and I think they fulfilled their assignment magnificently. And I say to you, thanks for having such wonderful people to serve us on our city staff.
Thank you very much. Okay, is there any other public comment? Seeing none, I'll come back to the council, and I think Councilman Rabinall had some comments.
Just a request, if I may. You know, just as Incredible Kids Day that we just observed, this is also an incredible community of adults and our youth. And something that I've mentioned before, and I would just like to take this opportunity again, I have suffered from cancer. And I also know that colon cancer is the second largest killer in the United States. It doesn't care if you're a man. It doesn't care if you're a woman. And I plead with all of you over 50 years of age, please go have a colonoscopy. It's virtually painless. It takes very, very little time. But there is nothing, nothing more important in this day and age for us to take care of ourselves when there is a way, and there certainly is a way. And I just have too many wonderful, wonderful friends in this community, and I don't want to lose any one of you. So please, take the opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Councilman Natoli, did you have some comments?
Well, I'm very happy to hear some positive words regarding Schaefer Lane. We've got some very negative stuff in our emails, but I'm happy that you made what you stated what you wanted to state, and I'm real proud of our people that are working in our division down at the yard. They are really great people.
Thank you very much. Thanks. Okay, Councilwoman.
Arlene was a little worried. My pad is full. speaking of good people, last Friday night, city staff put on a volunteer appreciation banquet at the Vets Hall. They did a terrific job. We had a lot of volunteers show up, and we had city staff serving the food, and they spent the day, a lot of effort decorating the room. And I was really proud to be a part of that, and thank you very much, all of you. It was a nice event. So, to the public, if you'd like to be a part of this great event, come on out and volunteer because we really need your help. Congratulations to Pismo firefighters Bill Grindler and Cesar Martinez. A week ago Saturday, they completed a 26.2 marathon, the LA City Marathon, and completed it. They ran it, and they're walking fine, so that's quite an accomplishment.
They're walking fine.
But can they climb a ladder?
No, I saw Caesar Friday night. And the third thing, I would like to make a request of staff. If you've noticed, the playground rings are up at Dinosaur Caves Park. They look terrific, but they're lonely. And I know that there's a laundry list of equipment that the department planning has put together for that playground. And I was hoping staff could bring it back to us for other council to see that laundry list, see if we have any park development funds, or maybe just to show the public what we're looking to do there, and maybe we could get some more volunteer donations for the equipment. Is that possible?
I think that's a good idea.
Sure.
I agree with that.
We'll be happy to do that. We'll bring that back with a complete list, and okay. So you and the public can know exactly what we've got going in there.
Okay. Thank you very much. Mayor Pro Tem Gonzalez-G, do you have anything?
I just had a couple of things. One thing that I want to commend the volunteers of the City of Pismo Beach. I wasn't able to attend. One of the volunteers' father-in-law had passed away, and my husband and I chose to spend that afternoon with them, so we weren't able to attend. And secondly, for some reason, I wanted to let my constituents know that I haven't been able to receive my city email. And just before coming to the meeting, I received a stack of it. So usually I like to return every email, and I haven't been able to. So those that sent me an email, especially Mark Schmidt, I will get back to you tomorrow. That's all I have, Madam Mayor.
Okay, thank you very much. I will join in and commend the committee on the volunteer banquet. It was wonderful. It was so well done. I was very pleasantly surprised. It was just a wonderful event, and I think all the volunteers really enjoyed it. I think there's a couple out there that probably really enjoyed it. They won one of the big prizes, the couches. I guess she didn't hear me. Okay, moving on. We have the consent agenda now, and I think the city manager has a couple items that need to be pulled.
Yes, excuse me, Madam Mayor and Council. What I'd like to do is request, first of all, that we postpone items 4J and 4K, which are the two items dealing with final tract maps of number 2488 and 2501. And the reason why is that we don't have the bond right now for either of those, so it would be inappropriate.
Yes.
Councilmember Rabinow?
Yes.
Mayor Reese?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Okay. There are no public hearings this evening. The next item on our agenda is 6A, consideration of Highway 101 retaining wall treatment. Mr. City Manager.
Madam Mayor and Council, item 6A concerns a retaining wall to be built on Highway 101, and I'd like to ask Randy Bloom to introduce it. And then also we've got a gentleman, Mr. Barr here from Caltrans, who's also able to speak on this recommendation that came forward through our Parks and Recreation Beautification Commission. Randy?
Thank you. Tonight you have in front of you a request by Caltrans to make a recommendation on a wall design that would be along Highway 101. It's part of the on and off ramp improvements. The Park and Recs Commission took a look at the three alternatives and has recommended to council the more natural rock look design. And the foundation of that design is that it matches the Highway 1 center divider that's in the area of Cuesta College, and also part of Cuesta Grade, the main retaining wall.
Randy, is it possible to put that up on the screen so the public can get a look at all three, maybe?
The Park and Rec Commission felt that it was consistent with what has gone on in the rest of the county, and that it was blended in with our natural backdrop. Some of the other design was more of a concrete structural design, and Dennis can put that one up. It's more of a vertical element. And the third one was more of a ocean depiction retaining wall.
There are some designs in there that you really can't see.
Yeah, it's hard to depict on the screen. There's seashells and that type of stuff. Amy Donatello and Bob Carr from Caltrans are here to make a presentation to you. And at that point, I'll turn it over to Caltrans representatives, and they can further explain the areas of the improvement and what that pertains to. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Good evening. Thank you for being here.
Mayor Reese and council members and staff, thanks for allowing us a chance to come talk to you about this wall and this important opportunity to show your community, show the many travelers on Highway 101 kind of a front door view to Pismo Beach. And that's how we view these retaining walls that can go in through a community such as yours. And so we appreciate the work so far we've done with staff, and then started off a long list of some crazy ideas, let things go, and then we narrowed them down to some practical short lists based on constructability and maintenance issues and other potential impacts, and then presented those to the Park and Recreation Commission. And so what you see before us here is their choice after some good discussion about the pros and cons, and we ended up with this one. Now it's important to clarify there are two locations. Can you hear me by that? I'm sorry, I'm not using the mic very well. There are two locations for the walls. They're related to auxiliary lanes that will be constructed to improve operational flow of the existing facility, this highway. The two locations are both in the northbound direction. From south to north, the first one is from the Oak Park on-ramp, northbound on-ramp, up to the 4th Street area. Mm-hmm. It's going to require some additional lane in there for weaving movements. That is going to require and necessitate either a retaining wall or a cut slope. And we found from our initial, we wanted to investigate both options initially. I'll try and make this quick. The cut slope would require a big scar on the land, we felt. We'd have to chase the thing all the way to the top, if you recall the topography in that area, as well as some right-of-way issues and public access things at the top. So we focused our attention on the retaining wall option. The second location is here between the on-ramp, the Wadsworth on-ramp, and the Matty Road. Wadsworth northbound. Yeah, I get this right. I work for the company. On-ramp and the Matty Road northbound off-ramp. That section through there. Each location technically is going to have two walls, but we consider them one wall because they'll start and do kind of a, they'll start from zero, go up gradually, reaching a height in both cases of 12 feet, but most of them won't be, they'll be less than that in most areas, and then gradually dipping down to it. And I want to also clarify this, we could expect this to be of the quality more of the Cuesta grade. we view, and this is designing the Cuesta Grade wall, the really large one, but I want to make the distinction that we don't want a generic type of a wall. That's Cuesta Grade, and that is on the Cuesta Grade, and that's not Pismo Beach. So we would not use the generic kind of stone or that same stone. What they would be similar in regards is the construction, the type of wall. It's formed concrete to look like stone, and it would be hand-painted and to have a natural look as possible. And I also want to differentiate between that and the barrier that was referred to north, the concrete barrier in the middle. We had technological limitations on that project, so you could expect one with much higher quality with the walls we'd be proposing here.
Good.
And now just to the design, although it's a natural design, we propose to put a cap on the top. We're acknowledging that we're not entirely in a rural area like out on 166 towards the Central Valley or something. There is a certain element around, so we felt it was helped to formalize it a little bit and yet still have the natural stone response.
Okay, thank you very much. Does the council have any questions or any comments?
You know, I do. The one wall, the maximum would be 12 feet high. And what's the reasoning for it to dip and then come up again for a short amount? Why couldn't it go all the way? What's the reason for that?
Well, the profile is a bit like maybe like an eyebrow or something like that. The idea is to reduce its size as much as possible and have it follow the contour of the lands. That is how the hills, as they come down and meet the roadbed, do this sort of a shape. And so the wall would just retain what it needs to do. We recognize that, you know, we want to keep the scale of the wall so it isn't massive and that. So that is the...
So it would dip as the mountain dipped, and then it would come up again?
But only twice. And we would pay close attention. We wouldn't just like mindlessly follow the topography. If it made a little hitch in it or something like that, do a little drainage thing, we would make that continuous so that we try and keep an aesthetic eye to the whole, profile of the wall.
Okay. And then with that in mind, aesthetically, what were some of the, it said hand-painted, and what tones?
Well, the specific colors haven't been chosen by name yet, but what we would look to are your natural rock outcroppings here. In fact, even this location, and to the right of the photo there, you're seeing some rock. There's natural rock outcroppings in this immediate area, and we would go take samples of those specifically and put those in our specifications and have them mimicked. And then we would have some quality assurance measures where we would see samples and we would hope that the community, we would continue to involve your staff or however you direct in that process of approval, because it's your wall. And so,
wonderful, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'll put up the other location as well, because there's two locations, and you're seeing now that we're using that as the one. This is looking southbound towards Oak Park. So this is the other side of the freeway from Oak Park coming back up to 4. So that's the same application here.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Do you have a specific time of year in which you project to do this project?
At this point, Amy Donatello is here. She's a project manager. So if we get into questions regarding too much about the scheduling, we have my backup here.
You need to come up here so the public can hear you. Thank you.
Amy Donatello, I'm the project manager. I kind of let Bob do the talking because he knows all the technical details about the wall. But as far as funding is concerned, SLOCOG, this is one of their projects that is predicted to be funded in summer of 2007. There's a chance it might not happen. Most of you probably know, there's a little bit of a funding problem with the transportation improvement program, so there may not be enough money to fund it in 2007, in which case it would be funded in 2008 and construction would begin then. But at the latest then, and hopefully it might come sooner, because things have a way of happening around here, and if money shows up sooner than that, we have the design, will be done in a year, and it will be ready to go. So we'll just be waiting for the money to do this.
Okay, thanks.
Summer's just a difficult time if we're tearing things up, especially for this city. So
it doesn't have to be summer. That's when the money will be available. When the job goes out to construction, we'll work around the best time.
Great,
because it is a lot of traffic in the summertime.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Councilman Rabineau.
I think when Caltrans comes, it won't deteriorate, but the trash will build up, and it'll just become another eyesore. You know, you tend to, your eye focuses on all the litter blowing in the wind and everything, you know, versus this fine project. Are there any funds that are going to be coming available to Caltrans in the not-too-distant future? And the project manager may know more of this since you're technical. But, you know, our communities in San Luis Obispo County, I think, have just been overlooked when it comes to this. And I know everything boils down to money, but my goodness, when we can send somebody up on the side of a cliff to sample the color of a rock so we can submit colors for a palette to paint this thing, there's got to be an excess of funds out there someplace. I mean, to me, you know, that's wonderful and it's going to look good and all of that, but where truly are our priorities? And maybe that was more of a statement than a question, because I don't know that you probably have an answer for me, but I'm hoping it's something that you're always thinking about.
Any response to that?
Well, I think so. No, that's understood and heard loud and clear. And the maintenance and trying to reduce maintenance, and our, you know, what we're talking about in trash, you know, removal is it's a maintenance function. And right now they're stretched thin to repair potholes. We all know that. And priorities are for safety, and priority is for maintenance of potholes and those kind of situations. And to be honest, trash and aesthetics is pretty low on the totem pole. And I think that's where the priorities are right now. And so we understand that, and we try and take measures, you know, with this. This is an opportunity actually to get some aesthetics when aesthetics are low priority right now. And so this is really a good opportunity for the community to grab hold of that opportunity. And then as designers, it doesn't take a lot of resources to go. You choose our colors, to be honest. So there isn't a lot of expenditure there, but we do take efforts in terms of a graffiti removal. There are sacrificial layers that we have learned from other walls in the area, trial and error, where they maintenance can efficiently remove any graffiti if it were to get there. It goes through the hose. So there are things like that, planning around it, erosion issues that we're aware of. So we're trying to reduce maintenance in those areas . And that's all. We can just hope for better priorities. And to be honest, if we hear it, and if some in Sacramento hears local communities concerned about, you know, the reduction in maintenance forces, because those guys are kind of getting starved right now, and it's a shame. That's true.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Is there any other comment or questions? Okay, seeing none, I will go to the public and see if the public has any comment or questions. Thank you very much.
Mary Lee Hyman, 2141 Shoreline Drive. Madam Mayor, members of the council, that's a lovely look, the colored rock. But the word paint disturbs me a little. Would you ask or have you already addressed the question of paint usually means repaint? So is there, how long would this paint last? What kind of maintenance? If Caltrans runs out of money, are we going to have peeling paint on this? Thank you.
Actually, it's a good question. Thank you. Yes, please.
Regarding that, and that is the good question, and that is a maintenance issue as well. Right now, they call it paint. In the world of concrete coloring, it kind of seems everything's actually called stains, and that includes paints and what used to be mineral admixture stains that soak in. In this case, we would probably use an acrylic stain/paint that would be hand rubbed into the concrete, and it has an expected a life expectancy of 20 years. These new coatings now have really increased, and you know, like so the life expectancy has increased quite a bit. And it wouldn't be a layer such as like a latex you've seen where you can scratch it and come off. It would become in part of the porous concrete, so we wouldn't expect to have any healing or that kind of a thing. We would expect fading. So we would design it a little bright in the beginning, expecting it to fade and hit an average.
So 20 years.
And our maintenance forces would be, Caltrans maintenance forces would be responsible for its maintenance and for its upkeep. So the city of Pismo Beach would not have to come back and repaint it where there are,
We'll remember that. Thank you. Is there any other comments or questions? Yes.
Christine Couch, 614 Vista Pacifica Circle. When I first moved here, I lived in a condo. I can't remember the street address, but it was by the small fire station there in Shell Beach. And they were repairing the street out there and on the highway, excuse me. And I found it was very annoying. I'd like to point something out. Somebody could check on this further and see that Caltrans complies with my wish. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Is there any other public comment or questions?
Bill Couch, 614 Vista Pacifica Circle. I know it sounds like old stuff, but if it continues the way it's going, we might as well rename James Way and just go to the old-fashioned speedway like they have in Tucson years ago. One of the main streets were East and West Speedway, and I guess they're still that way today because it's getting just absolutely pathetic. This afternoon, down in front of our house came a school bus going at least 40 miles an hour off of James Way. It sounded like a diesel. It made an awful racket. But this speeding continues. It goes on and on and on and on. And there's just no sign. There's going to be a real disaster there pretty soon if they don't get some police work out there and write a few tickets. I hate to complain, but I've got complaints. And I've heard from other people, too, tell me the same thing. When I was on the PRBC, they said, well, what can you do about that? And I said, well, I've been trying for years, but we need police cooperation. And we need it all times of the day and night because it goes on. I've timed them. I've set it ridge there and kept track of those that make a proper legal stop. A proper legal stop is if all four wheels come to a complete halt behind the safety bar, not in the middle of the crosswalk, if there is a crosswalk, which there is not very many of. But my best record that I've got for people that made legal stops both ways, 2 out of 10. Mm. Never got better than that. Most times, 1 out of 10. And that included trucks, cars, you name it. Even police cars, not on call. They just go right on through. They don't even slow down. But it's getting to be a big, bad problem. And I'm hoping, with the amount of traffic that we're going to get on Oak Park Boulevard, is the fact that this plan, Vista Del Mar, with over 300 homes, is going to add 3,000 more cars per day to James Way. Well, what's the rest of it going to do with the crazy speed limits we got? 35, 30, 15, 45... Four different speed limits from one end to the other. Sounds crazy, but just watch it. And the 45 goes right by the new commercial section down there, too, incidentally. And I think that's too fast. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Is there anyone else that would like to ask a question or make a comment? You're smiling at me, Don.
Don Day, 101 Park Place. Madam Mayor, members of the council. A couple of comments on this subject. Has Caltrans made an allowance for the future expansion to 6 lanes of the freeway in the future, which they've talked about? and I gathered that there's an additional lane width in there. Is there sufficient room for somebody in an emergency to pull over, get out of the public right-of-way so that they can safely exit out of the car? Sometimes these things are too close and you have insufficient room. But everything else, all of these big questions that I had, they answered very adequately, but those questions remain unanswered. Thank you.
Do we have any answer for that question?
There'll be an 8-foot shoulder. It could even be 10-foot. Either an 8 or 10
before
foot
shoulder.
Before that? What?
Just beyond, just the side of it then.
Right, on the right side.
Yes.
A shoulder will be, it'll be the auxiliary lane, 8 to 10-foot shoulder, and then the wall.
Okay, thank you. That answers that question. Appreciate that. So any other comment or questions regarding this item 6A? Seeing none, I'll bring it back to the council. Is there any other questions or comments from the council now that they've heard the public?
No, I'm ready to make a motion.
Okay. Please do.
I want to read it if it's on here.
It's on there.
Don't want to make a mistake. I forgot to ask, how much is this going to cost us?
Nothing.
Zero.
Zero. Not.
Then I'll make the motion.
Okay.
I move that we adopt alternative C, as did the Planning Commission. Parks and Recreation.
Okay.
And
I second the motion.
Okay, we have a motion and a second.
The council, the survey, if you go ahead and authorize it tonight. It will provide you with hard, objective data on what the citizens think as far as new capital projects or what they do or don't want, and then also, obviously, what would be most palatable to the citizens if we needed to raise new funds for any of these new kinds of capital projects. So it will provide you with hard, objective data on what the citizens out here think. The company that ultimately will be selected will work with the city council in the formulation of the questions that you want answered on this survey. So it'll only be questions that you want that will be put onto this survey. And finally, I'd add that Mr. Statler, who's the finance director of San Luis Obispo City, is here with us tonight too, and we asked him to be here because he's had some experience before with these public opinion survey firms. And in case you had any questions, he's available. With that, Mr. Eads, did you want to add anything?
I think you stated it straightforward.
Okay. For just a little further comment regarding this item. During our budget session, we talked about the possibility of some other revenue sources for building our revenues in some way. And this will work in relationship to that, in addition to giving the public an opportunity to talk about what they think is important to them. So that's why this item is on the agenda. Now I'll look to the council for any comments at this point, for questions,
well,
and maybe
if I
Mr.
may,
Staller.
Madam Mayor, I was ill at that last budget meeting. But I really got to commend Mr. Statler. I watched very intently, as you can imagine, with my 7 up on the nightstand and the pillows propped up and everything. And he really did a very credible job. I think that the outline was superb. I certainly believe that the public should have a voice in this. When I talk with other cities, because I'm on so many different other commissions and those types of things, you know, it seems like other cities, they're looking to raise their sale taxes. They're talking about their TOT and all of that, I understand. One of the things that Pismo Beach has always been is affordable, I guess might be the way to put it. Our hotel rates have always been a lure for people coming out of town. And I'm just hoping that this wouldn't be a knee-jerk reaction because of the state's financial situation. Well, actually, I guess I don't really care if it's a knee-jerk. And the reason I'm saying that is that I think that the survey really needs to be done. The public, if there is an element of TOT out there, if the public feels it should be raised, if sales tax should be raised a quarter of a or a half a point or something, I would very much appreciate that input. So I will support this wholeheartedly.
Okay, thank you very much. Is there any other comment or questions?
No.
Okay, thank you very much. Is there any public comment or questions regarding this item?
Rick Turton, 468 Bellow. As we proceed along in our deliberations, where we're going to go with this, as the pollster goes out and we formulate the questions, there's a kind of a new joker in the deck that kind of raised its head today that we need to put on our radar screen, and that's the county. I don't know if you know this or not, but the county is thinking of forming a hotel business improvement district. So they're going to, they're working it out now, but ultimately it's going to be a tax, however it's passed on. So that's going to be an additional thing. It could, roughly, some of the figures I've been hearing today and worked on later this afternoon was it could be as much as like 1% they're thinking about. So we need to figure that out as if we're approaching the TOT, looking at that as that could be, you know, if we're going to raise it from 10 to 12, there's 2%. If the hotel business improvement district is 1%, it's going to be a flat room rate, supposedly a dollar per room or something to this effect. But it just needs to be put into the mix as we sort through all this. Thanks.
Okay. I'm sorry.
No, absolutely not.
They have to go out to the public also. Yes. I have a question about that. Are you talking about the county's VCB?
Yes.
Okay, you're not talking about the county per se. It's the VCB.
The county would do it through the VCB, but what's interesting about it is it doesn't have to go to a vote to the people. It's just a resolution by the county.
Why does it not?
Because it's a, so I'm sure somebody else, if they know more about this than I do, they can jump in on this. But it's just basically a resolution because they're forming a district with 51% of the properties say, yeah, we want to do this. So then the VCB can go out to more advertising, that kind of thing. And so that's what they're trying to do. And I'm sure, I think Kevin probably could clear it up more. But I'm just saying that in our deliberations, we need to have this as part of the mix because it could be, if it goes.
Statler has something to comment about.
I can add a little bit to it. Actually, Mr. Turton's done a pretty good job of explaining it. The county visitor conference and visitors bureau, I guess that's what you call it, is talking about doing what Mr. Turton described. And what they're talking about doing is forming an assessment district. It would affect only the properties that are going to be assessed. So if you're a hotel or motel with 300 rooms, you would have more votes than a motel that has 25 rooms. And he's correct. My understanding is 51% of the properties would have to vote to do this. The monies would not go to the cities, or for that matter, the special districts in this county. The monies would go to the visitors conference and visitors bureau of the county. And why they're proposing this is they want more money for the budget, for their budget, so they can market and advertise counties and cities here in Slo County more, so they can draw in more visitors. It could be a 50 cents per room, could be a dollar, could be really whatever these properties vote on themselves, but it's not going to be it won't be a vote of the people of Pismo. So I mean, you could be you could be a hotel owner and you could live in Biloxi, Mississippi, mm-hmm. and you'll vote.
Do we have representation on? I'm sorry.
It's okay. I was going to ask. Does that include the properties within the city?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
But I would emphasize.
That's true. Mr.
Turton brings up a good point that we need to keep this in the mix, if wherever to move, if you all ever decide to do anything more than just have a survey. This thing tonight is just a survey.
Right.
Again,
I
stress.
Understand.
But the county is only at the very starting point of this whole thing. It's going to take a year and a half or 2 years probably to play out.
Madam Mayor?
Yes.
What I'm concerned about is that I won't stand for that under any circumstances. And I'm wondering, who is the City of Pismo Beach's representative on the CVB? Is that you? Are you a board member?
No.
Who's a member? Because this infuriates me.
I am not on the board of the VCB with the county. Rebecca McMurray, Pismo Beach Chamber of Commerce. There were two different meetings held today, one for Chambers of Commerce and Visitors Bureaus to attend, and the other was for Pismo Beach, Arroyo Grande, and Grover Beach Hotel managers and owners. to explain this, and it's pretty much what Rick just explained. It's a minimum of a 9 to a 12-month process before anything like this would come into effect. And it is something that just the hotel property owners will be voting on. It'll be brought before the County Board of Supervisors, and that's where the BID would be approved. But it's the actual property owners that would have that vote.
Okay, thank you. Now this is my problem. You know, a lot of people in Sacramento particularly, they understand that cities like Pismo Beach view their TOT as a sacred cow. And rightfully we should. Because what happens is if we allow a county, any county, but specifically San Luis Obispo in this case, to get their toe in the door for $1, we now have no control of the future. That also now opens the door to Sacramento, and it allows them. They've been wanting to take a portion of our TOT for years, not ours alone, but of the state. They don't believe that that is a sacred cow. They believe that it belongs to Sacramento. I would hope that the city of Pismo Beach, and I'd like to have this agendized if need be, if they're having these kinds of meetings right now, I would like to have this agendized so that the city council can discuss it and place our opposition to this. And I will personally go to the Attorney General of the state of California and saying, look, this is nothing that this city wants to participate in. I believe that it should be a vote of the people and not of this. And how dare Johnny be a genie and these people on that board try to impose that on the people of Pismo Beach. I haven't been this infuriated in a long time. Look at me glow.
Okay.
But it's awful. It's awful. We cannot allow this to even begin.
I think that probably there are many of us on the council that feel that way. Mm-hmm.
I think we all do, yes.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm thinking that you're probably right. It would be something that we want to put on the agenda so that we can talk about it, as it's not on the agenda tonight.
And but Madam Mayor, they did say it would be going before the Board of Supervisors.
And
right.
We
have to have our
formal
input.
Formal yes. Opposition, I think, that for them to know how we feel about it. But I wondered if Mr. Statler has had any experience related to this. Has there been any county VCBs or CVBs that have done this before? And or do you see an ability
it is probably in essence, but using an assessment district mechanism, why that versus just having dues or some other kind of assessment, because it would be stable and dependable, and everyone would have, who's a property owner, hotel property owner, you know, would have this as an annual assessment. I think probably the key thing to understand is that it would not affect any resident, any other business other than the hotel property owners. And again, I think this is a fairly complicated issue. It would take a long time to do it, but it would not, the ultimate decision to do this or not do this would not be driven by the Visitors and Conference Bureau. It would be driven by the Board of Supervisors to even create the mechanism.
Gotcha.
And ultimately, it would be based on a majority of the property owners who have an assessment, basically be their decisions to whether they want to assess themselves in this way.
Okay, thank you very much. I think that probably we want to have this put on a future agenda for our, so that we'll be able to discuss it thoroughly and talk about whether we want to take a position. So if we could do that, Mr. City Manager, we'd appreciate it. That's number one. The other thing is that the Mayor Pro Tem is going to be going to the Mayor's meeting on Friday for me. I want to suggest that she put it on the agenda for that meeting so you can talk to the other mayors about it. Bring back any comments that they have. And now we're still out to public comment, and I know there's people that would still like to speak.
Don Day, 101 Park Place, Pismo Beach, Madam Mayor, members of the council. I would like to caution the council and whomever may be putting the verbiage together on this publication that'll be sent out to be cautious how one words it. If one was to word it such that, as an example, to the residents, dear resident, would you like to raise income by TOT, which costs you nothing, and the tourists will pay for it? Only an idiot would deny something like that if it's not properly postured, let me say, politely.
And so I would say, in fairness to this community and recognizing the economic importance of the TOT and the hotel people, that we need to be fair in our presentation so that it isn't a one-sided argument, so that our presentation such that the answer is known before the question is asked. Thank you.
Understood. Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to make a comment on this item or have any questions? Seeing none, I'm going to come back to the council. What is the council's desire, or is there any comments or questions?
No, I think we have to do it, so why don't we just go ahead and...
I'm
going to make the, again, the motion to select... Wait a minute, what am I looking at?
To appropriate.
To adopt a resolution.
This paperwork just...
Does he have page 96?
I want to approve the resolution as written.
Okay. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Thank you. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, we have a motion and a second.
Councilmember Natoli?
Yes.
Councilmember Rabinal?
Yes.
Councilmember Higginbotham?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Gonzalez G?
Yes.
Mayor Reese?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Okay, thank you very much.
Excuse myself, we'll blow my nose and stuff. Or what do you
okay, want? 2 minutes.
We'll take 2 minute
break. Mm-hmm. Okay. 2 minute break.